Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. As our guest stars for this program, we are fortunate indeed in having the two greatest Wagnerian opera singers in the world, Helen Traubel and Lauritz Melchior. Before I introduce our distinguished guests, however, let's hear from the Savings Bonders and the Savings Bond Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay, and the song, This Can't Be Love.
Because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. This can't be love. I feel so very, very wonderful. No sorrow, no sigh. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is the sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look, but still I love to look in your eyes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Helen Traubel and Lauritz Melchior. We are indeed honored and pleased to have you both with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Kenny.
It certainly is.
I feel that every American should know what a wonderful thing a United States savings bond should be.
Indeed, yes, for there is no finer investment in all the world.
Well, it makes me very happy to hear such enthusiasm for bonds from two such famous persons as yourselves. We'll have time a bit later to talk more about United States savings bonds, but right now I'd like to ask you, Miss Traubel, to do a song for us.
I'd love to, Kenny. And because it has such a charming melody and its lyrics express a philosophy so significant to starting any day right, I'd like to sing from the musical hit Oklahoma, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
It's good.
That was lovely, Miss Traubel, lovely.
Thank you, Kenny. And you know, I really believe that many of the problems of any day pale to insignificance when the individual has the proper outlook on life.
Now, that's very true, Helen. And it applies not only to the problems of each day, but to all of the accomplishments and plans of life. For instance, if a young man or a young woman sincerely believes in something, energy and belief mostly can accomplish it. It doesn't make any difference what it is you want to do. The biggest part of the battle is convincing yourself you're going to do it.
Well, that certainly is sound reasoning, Mr. Melchior. And it seems to me that same philosophy applies to the business of building financial security for oneself.
Very definitely, Kenny.
Absolutely.
I feel the most essential thing about building future security is making up your mind now that you want future security and that you're going to have it.
Which leads me to inject United States savings bonds into the conversation.
I'm glad you did, because United States savings bonds offer every American the opportunity to build future financial security.
And bonds are so easy to buy, particularly through the payroll savings plan.
Oh, you know about the payroll savings plan, Miss Traubel.
Quite well. I know that payroll savings is the surest way of saving money regularly because all anyone has to do is just make up his mind he wants to save, tell the people for whom he works of his desire, and the rest is automatic.
Automatic? How so?
Well, I can explain that. Once you tell the folks where you work that you want to join payroll savings, then each payday thereafter, a certain amount of money is set aside from your salary and invested in United States savings bonds. There's no fuss, no bother. You just start saving, and as the years roll past, you are accumulating a sizable nest egg.
So, it really is just a matter of making up your mind to start saving. Just like waking up in the morning and saying, oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything's coming my way.
Gee, I wish I could wake up in the morning like that. Well, which reminds me, it's about time for another song. So this time, Mr. Melchior, would you do the honors?
I would like to sing Because You Know the Song for Weddings. By the way, Delma, do you know what a husband is?
No, Lawrence, what is a husband?
That is a sweetheart with his nerves removed. Because you come to me, you will not have love, and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above. A wide world of hope and joy I see, because you come to me. In accents sweet, I find the roses waking round my feet, and I am lit through tears and joy to thee, because you speak to me. Through all time to be, and pray his love may make all love divine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Melchior. Helen Traubel and Lawrence Melchior will return in a few moments. Meanwhile,
Let's listen as the Savings Bonds Orchestra and the Savings Bonders, under the direction of Dennis Segay, add a touch of Latin rhythm to our program with that ever popular The Lady in Red. Hey, Chico.
Got vitality. Oh, what personality. Oh, oh, oh. The lady, the lady, the lady in red.
You know, Kenny, this has been fun appearing on your Savings Bonds program. And I do hope that Americans everywhere will take advantage of the wonderful opportunity offered by our government and invest regularly in United States savings bonds.
I say that most any of us who wants to buy a home in the future or take a long vacation or provide education for our children had best give serious thought to the importance of building future financial security. United States saving bonds are guaranteed by the government to pay back $4 for every $3 invested in just 10 years. Offer the logical solution to the problem.
Your words to the wise, Helen Traubel and Lawrence Melchior, I'm sure will not go unheeded. And just a reminder, friends, if for some reason United States savings bonds are not available to you through the payroll savings plan where you work, you can buy them any day, any time, at any bank or post office. This is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Guest Star is produced and transcribed in New York. We wish to thank Helen Traubel and Lawrence Melchior for appearing on this program. Till next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.